Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Down in the city, down by the dock shore, you can't bargain with pity.
Oh, do you know, I'm still laughing last week. Oh, your man was just so funny with the stories that your man, the Rory lad, just, you know, you think after 4 years it'd have, but you know, it hasn't. Anyway, welcome to Careful Now Comedy. We are extremely fortunate to have a very talented young man who's gotten himself into a bit of trouble because his impressions are just... If you closed your eyes, sure, you might as well be hearing the original person that the impression's about. Ladies and gentlemen, you've all seen him on TikTok where he's got 25,000 hits for his pretty uncompromising impression of Ryle Nugent. Please welcome the effervescent Matty Maguire. Matty, how you doing?
Grand now, Jimmy. Thanks very much for having me on. Yeah. I was just saying that was quite, I was thinking to myself, it's quite the intro. Very loquaciously stated there, fair play.
Loquacious, is that did you make that word up, did you?
How are you, Jimmy? How's everything going with yourself?
Oh, sure. I'm fantastic. You know, just the job is to laugh, and I do laugh, and it's great because you can't take things that seriously. You know, do you find that you can't take things? It's not good to.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I try not to take things so seriously, but sometimes things have to be faced in a very serious manner. And I know I'm quite, you know, I'm known as being the funny man. The impressionist,
yeah,
and a lot of it is behind the laughter. There is quite a lot going on. Oh, sure,
there's the cliche, isn't there? Yeah, the sad clown. But come here,
I wouldn't consider myself as being a clown. No,
God, no.
Though I've been called a clown a few times growing up, especially by my abusive parents.
Come here. Where did you grow up? Am I detecting an accent? Was it Cavan, was it?
Yeah.
Cavan.
King's Court and Cavan.
Sure, you're all cheap there, aren't you? You don't really...
Fierce cheap, yeah. Tim, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Fierce cheap up there in Cavan, yeah.
Did you hear about the Cavan lad that got COVID? Don't worry about it, because he's not giving it to anyone else.
Ah, well, fair play to him. That was very... I suppose he was a tight Cavan man, was he?
I
remember I bought you a good few pints there the last time we were out.
And, don't be talking to me.
I didn't remember getting one back off you, though. And it's supposed to be me, the Cavan man, who's supposed to be the one who's tight with the money, Jimmy. You know what I mean?
I know. But I was
quite a few pints I bought you that night as well.
I was having problems with the wife, though.
And, how's that resolving itself?
No, she's snubbed. But come here, your videos on TikTok now, they are just, I've been sent them, I don't know how many times, I think I've been sent them 4 times over the last year or so, and just, how do you do it? How do you get them so spot on? I was watching your John Slattery from 2FM in the late 90s, and sure, it's unbelievable. Like, how, did you always have an act for it?
Well, I'd hear the accent and then it'd come to me later on it's a thing I have to do without thinking, and it comes out later on that way. Doing something that that you do naturally is something that you should aspire to be, and that is the measure of a man. And it just so happens doing impressions and having a laugh, I'm very good at that. But obviously I've come on to talk about my new book, Wave After Wave, which has it's behind the laughter, so to speak, and what drives the comedy. And it has been quite a turbulent few years, especially after the spotlight, being up in the spotlight, and then a couple of
I have to find the tab token. You mentioned Carl Jung. He was one of the... There's a lot of chewing in this. He was one of the... A psychiatrist. Do you know, I'm not depressed.
Well, he spoke a lot about the shadow self and how we repress urges and we like to hide things that society has deemed wrong, things we've been punished for in our youth. And listening to a lot of Jungian philosophy has indeed helped me to resolve my shadow self and move out of that. And your weaknesses can often be your strengths. are you nearly finished with that Kinder Bueno? Or
do you know, it's kind of hard to stop at one.
Are you going to eat the second Bueno as well, or
I'll
save that for later.
Okay, I'll get Steve in the office to open it for me. But that's fantastic stuff, and that's great. I mean, when you were in school, did you ever do impressions of the teachers and things like that, you know?
Yeah, you do impressions of the teachers, and you get a good laugh out of the rest of the lads. And great days. They were fantastic times.
Do you ever get in trouble?
I'd be in trouble, sent down to the principal's office, and you know yourself.
I think
really what was happening is I was acting out because my home life was very unstable at the time, and I suppose I just was looking for some sort of validation and acceptance within the community and the community in school.
Yeah, the Irish family, now it has to be the funniest kind of family in the world, isn't it?
Because are you gonna come up with Irish mammy jokes now or something?
Wrong now with Irish mammy jokes, you know, the things that they say. It must have been just such constant crack in the house.
The crack was good when the going was good, and
they enjoyed the
impressions and the stories I come home with from around the town or
like
in school.
Big sitcom.
Yeah, like a big sitcom, but sometimes, you know, when there was drink involved.
when you'd come home, and I remember once coming home, and I would have been about
and your dad's asleep under the table and he's after pissing his pants there's no dinner for you because there's no one's made any dinner, and you know you have to basically eat Alpen for dinner with, you know, skimmed milk. Fucking worst kind of milk. You're better off drinking water than that shite, you know. And you know, having a younger sister and brother I had to take care of as well, and telling them that there'll be no dinner because mom and dad have gone off to the pub again and they might not be back till maybe dinner time tomorrow, and then there's no dinner then either, you know. And maybe like when you get back you might get an old belt for asking where the dinner was, and you know you had to be funny for the sake of the younger kids, you know. I was the eldest and I had to look after them, and you know, and you had to be funny, you had to be very on the ball and make sure everything that they were washed and put to bed on time and they're up for school. And
oh, you've a great attitude about it, because some people would look back on that as awful, but I remember once I was still at home now.
Well, you know, it would
have been a long
time
ago.
It was quite awful.
Yeah, yeah.
You laugh at it.
But sure,
if you
just listen to the story,
Jimmy.
If you just listen to the story that I'm about to tell, okay? I remember once I was at home, and, you know, I was still at home, so it would have been, you know, a long time ago. And I would have been probably in my late 30s. And didn't the mom come home and find me putting my ATM code into the alarm?
And
right.
And she said, it's time for you to move out. You're too old to be here, and I'm in my mid-70s. Imagine saying that to your son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was going through a bad time, and she said, and, you know, I fell asleep in the porch, just crying. I locked myself in between the porch and the sliding Whoa. Door.
That's, yeah. It's unfortunate, I suppose.
Castlery colostomy. These days, everyone is under pressure, but there's no reason your bowels should be, especially when you're so close to the end. At Castlery Colostomy, we provide bespoke fecal solutions for your lavatorial needs in a variety of fashions and materials, including tweed, corduroy, and velour. Come on down for a fitting. Castlery Colostomy, proud sponsors of the Fine Gael Ardèche.
I know. Just for anyone struggling with your inner demons, you can fight through it. And
yeah, go on.
That's it, really. Like, just if you're interested, there's the book. And it's in Easons at the moment. And yeah.
Sorry, I just haven't slept in a few days.
Is it the rich man's stuff or the poor man's stuff?
It's sherbet dib dab.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So
one thing, Jimmy, that, you know, it helped me was the Wim Hof breathing technique and taking ice cold showers. I felt that it's a great way of getting yourself. I mean, I love it. I love a drink as much as the next man and whatever else goes with it. But I just felt like jumping into an ice cold shower first thing in the morning.
Tell me about
it's shite, but it makes you feel grand afterwards. But, you know, Sunday night was depressing as fuck because Poirot would be on.
And Glen Road. Remember Glen Road?
Fucking
remember
that used Glen to be on?
Do you remember that used to be on?
I hated that show.
Oh, I forgot to do my homework. Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
I never really did homework in school because of all the batterings I got. It was fierce boring at times and punctuated mildly by clatterings and that kind of crack, but you know, we're on the farm and we had a head of 90 cattle we had to take care of and feed and make sure they were ready for going to market and sell them and
milking the bulls
is right. I tell you, I never did that the second time.
Yeah, did you have one cow with five legs? Did you?
Like, well, I know.
Could laugh at yourself.
Well, Pat Short gets a lot of gigs and you'd often see him going on the Late Late Show there in a different kind of character. And Tuberty be like, oh no, the audience, we have a great guest now and you might recognize him.
That's just like us.
Now, how are you doing? Oh, jeez, Chris. Oh, fucking put your finger up here. Hey!
Do you know that I think people are very hard on Pat because I know he only does the one character, but in fairness, sometimes he wears different costumes. I was watching it and then I went out to the kitchen and I was washing a glass and I was looking into the sink and the water was just swirling in the sink and it was going down into the drain, and the more water that I ran, the faster the swirl became, and it kept going, and then I tried to put the stopper in and it slowed it down. But it just kept going. And then I was in a bit of a daze then. And I think it was about 7 or 8 days later, I was found in Glasnevin Cemetery. was cradling my well, she actually, I thought she was my mother, but it turned out to be my sister, cradling her grave, and I had the trousers down, and a George Foreman grill under my arm.
Sorry about that.
I can't see the funny side of that now.
I thought I could find an inn just to make a quip to lighten the mood. I know I've been going on about being clattered and chased up the road. And
oh, it's funny when it happens to other people. But
it's like eating someone else's chips. They always taste better than if you were to have the full bag of chips to yourself. That's what it's like when shit things happen to other people. Nice. Do you ever squash a blue bottle and the eggs come out of it? It's fucking disgusting. I hate blue bottles. Reminds me of when we were so hungry we had to eat the cat food.
9 out of 10 kids prefer Whiskers, do they?
And are you one of those people that laugh in the cinema if you were to watch an advert on TV playing in the cinema? Even though if you were at home, you wouldn't even laugh. You wouldn't even pay no heed to it. But if you saw the advert in the cinema and you were surrounded by people, you'd have a good laugh. I was going to mention about the book again, that I wave after wave.
Oh, yeah.
I know it sounds boring and depressing.
Funny, is it?
I had funny times, occasions where, you know, basically the owl lad went to take off his slip-on loafer to give me a belt with a heel around the back of the head. But he was trying to eat raw eggs out the fridge, and then he went to give me a belt, and I was shielding my younger brother. But as he came towards me, he slipped on the raw egg, hit his head off the back of the table, and we thought he died. That's the kind of vibe I was going for in my book. So yeah. I leave that there now. Like I said, it's out there in all decent bookshops and probably shade ones too, you know.
It's not an audio book, is it? I mean, no offense, but I wouldn't like to listen to your voice.
Well, you know, that's fine.
It's very mournful,
their own
voice. That would be an ecumenical matter.
Very good, very good.
Do you remember that one? I think it was in the I think it might have been in the Christmas one or something.
Stone of Clonricket, I think.
Oh, I'm sure, and it gets shoved up the sure. Do you know the RT wouldn't have made that? They wouldn't have made that.
No.
They would have ruined it.
They would have ruined it.
You know?
Dead! Aliens is on.
You wouldn't think a priest would be thick. Do you know what I mean? Because they have to go, they have to study for, I think it's about 7 years. So it seems a
in
bit
unlikely. Maynooth College.
I was walking across the lawn with a friend of mine. We're kind of walking slowly, hands behind the back and everything. And
a nice tip up along the Boreen job, was it?
It was, yeah. But the seminary was, I don't know, about 200 feet away, something like that. And didn't one of the lads, one of the priests, now he it was funny enough, he was dressed in his full priest's gear. You know, the black and the colour, which is strange because they don't normally wear that. And it looked a bit like, you know, he was getting ready to die in his uniform like a soldier would. And he just jumped off and
died.
I still remember the crack of the neck and the back at the same. There was like two different... I don't even want to do it out loud, but just wonder what was going through his head and if we... But come here now, you have a few gigs now lined up soon enough, and there's a few new impressions lined up. Is there anything you can tell me now about who's on your hit list?
Well, I have a gig coming up now in the Sugar Club in end of September. And there'll be a few people in there.
Ooh.
A couple of people now. A couple of people.
Right.
Doing a few impressions. Gay Byrne, the time he had the house. People had to crawl in the side hatch.
I heard that Gay insists on the tradesman's entrance.
God rest him.
He was lovely, yeah. Come here, do you have anything else you want to plug or whatever? It's 3:15 and it's my day with the kids, so.
Yeah, I'm just a couple of gigs around the hallway.
Right.
Doing rules.
Come here, just out of interest, what's your GP like? Is he handy enough with the...
He's all right. You know, if you've got aches and pains, he might...
Would you be forthcoming with the things that make you stop crying?
Yeah. He'd, if you do your research on Google and you know what you're after and just go into him and say you're after that, and he'll look after you. I put you in touch with him.
Because I've got three that write me different things. They don't know about each other. So if I get a fourth one, you know, you can, it's like when you're doing farming and you have four fields and you plant in three of them, but you leave one fallow. So I kind of don't go to one GP for about 3 months. Do you know what I mean? And then I get about, I don't know, 2 months of Valium off one.
Oh, I see.
But I take it in about 3 days, and as you can probably see, it's wearing off a bit.
But yeah, anyway.
Careful now.
Careful down with this sort of thing. Ah, lads. Ah, careful come on, now. Lads. Ah, sure.
Ah,
fairly leading into the old drug abuse. Ah, lads.
Oh, I love things.
Calm down. Careful now.
I love things we can all agree on that exist.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Like the Irish subreddit. It'd be the kind of thing there where it'd show like, oh, look, I'm after buying a tea cozy that's shaped like Michael D. Higgins.
Miggledy Figgledy, do you remember that? Do you know memes? Do you know them?
Yeah, memes. I know them.
It's because I often find that the original, the picture, the meaning fundamentally changes the picture when it's given a new subtitle, and it can be related to a different context. But it's, you know, I've made a few of them. Do you want to see them?
Please do. I'd like to see it. Yeah. I'm gonna have to shoot off soon because.
Yeah, just not yet. Just.
Right. Yeah. Okay. How much time we got left?
About 55 minutes, something like that. Let's just have it. So here's one. It's that was a picture of a wound I had to send to the doctor. What about this one? It's good, isn't it?
No, that's a dank meme if ever I saw one.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit too dank.
Yeah, I mean, that's from a WhatsApp group that that I was actually asked to join, but I don't know who's in it. I don't recognize any of the numbers, so.
Yeah, you gotta be careful which groups. Some bad shit out there, and just don't look at it.
Yeah, I just like to be part of things. I'm crashing on the brother-in-law's couch tonight, so strange because I haven't been speaking to my sister in a few years. So,
how did that come about?
Just over the will. She felt that I wasn't entitled to things that my dad left in the will, and.
Careful now. no hard feelings about the chat earlier on, and I know I was going on a bit now, but I suppose the whole point was just to sell wave after wave and sure see how it goes.
I got the Braille version, so I can read it in the dark when I'm trying not to look at my own reflection.
down with it sort of thing.
Careful.
Yeah. I'm going off now to go back to my house and do a bit of powdered dreaming. And yeah. I'd see you on the road doing a couple of gigs.
Well, if you're half as good as a low, sure. I'm sure you'd be great. Matty McGuire, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Good night.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.